This is Liz Booker with a literary aviatrix waypoint along our journey through stories featuring women in aviation. This one is from season 1, episode 17, in my interview with co-authors Raquel Ramsey and Tricia Arand about the book Taking Flight, The Nadine Ramsey Story, which is a biography about Rocky's World War II WASP sister-in-law. In this portion, Tricia shares the impact that learning about the women Air Force service pilots had on her.
One thing that I just want to mention is that working on this story, researching and writing Nadine's story really changed me. And not just because the process of it was very different for me coming from a screenwriting background, but I think that people tend to think of World War II stories as existing a long time ago, and the people who were there are no longer with us, and none of it really matters anymore, especially among younger generations. That's an unfortunate, I think, but common sort of mindset. And especially in the field of women in the military and women in aviation, we know that there is not equality yet in so many of these fields. And the people who paved the way for women who are still breaking barriers today are not long gone. They are still here. And their stories did not happen that long ago in the distant past. And I think that that was something that you only really understand the true impact of when you start to dive into these stories. And it really changed me getting to not only speak with some of the women who were there, which was incredible, but also getting to write down, you know, it's a very 20th century story, but the impact that it is having now still on the 21st century is palpable and very moving. You know, as a woman in a field that has not always been completely open or accepting, I'm thankful for all of these women that have gone before. And that was one of the things that, you know, reading testimonials from current pilots, female pilots, really touched me about this story. So I think that people who might think that this material is dry would be really surprised to get into it. So that's one thing that I would like to, I don't know, just make sure that people, I don't know, consider when they're thinking about biographies or stories that are history. You know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with you, Tricia. And I was just thinking about this the other day. You know, I reread another book, Flying for Her Country, which is a comparative study of the WASP and the Russian women who flew during World War II. And my friend wrote this book and I interview her. But at the end of it, she kind of ties together the timeline from, you know, when the WASP were disbanded, when they had their first reunion in the 1970s, I'm a child of the 70s. And that was the first time, that was the period of time when the military services were just integrating their first classes that included women. And then, you know, I come into the military in the 1990s and I'm still dealing with, you know, like, oh, we haven't ever seen women before. We don't know what to do with you, you know? And so like, I was very similar. You know, I've studied World War II. I have, you know, international relations and political science degree. I took Naval War College courses on, you know, historical battles and confrontations. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's the resonance of, you know, me personally being able to connect to my history that brings this history to life for me, and how that thread ties together. I've met some of the WASP. I've met some of the Russian women pilots. And so I agree with you. When whatever way you need to find into identifying with that history, it's so rich, so fascinating. And you're right. These biographies are human stories. They resonate because we all go through trials and tribulations, and we can see other people's strength in these stories. Mm-hmm. So really great point.